it's Marina, Travel Experta, and today we're going to be talking about traveling and moving with your pets internationally. The next step, cargo. Are you guys ready for an adventure? Let's begin. If you have a big dog, and I'm not talking about medium size, up to around 40 kilos, which is around 85 pounds minus before the actual crate. So you have to add in the crate because a lot of airlines include the crate as part of the weight of the dog. Normally it begins around 90 pounds. It does depend on the airline. Every airline is different. Some don't even accept dogs that size at all. So for instance, we have a huge German Shepherd, and altogether, he is much more than the minimum weight for some airlines, which is 90 pounds, which includes the crate. So that means you have to cross over into the cargo department. Cargo is complicated, but the worst part about cargo, it's expensive. It could literally cost you between $3,000 to $8,000. I am not exaggerating. So there are options. There are many amazing Facebook groups for private chartered jets for animals. So it's a lot of people that are coming together. It still ends up costing around the same as it would with cargo, but you get to travel and you get a private jet experience. Another thing is, depending where you're flying out from, you could have a lot of options where there's a lot of different airlines, because some airlines actually permit you to go up to about 125 pounds before putting into cargo. So make sure you find out which airline and what their maximum weight is, including the crate, for you to understand the difference, because that could literally be the difference between having them in the baggage hold, which is only like $250, versus $3,000 to $10,000. Okay, so you have to do your work, and if you have to go cargo, you also have to go with a cargo company. You cannot go with the airline. You need to hire the cargo company. So as you understand, it becomes even more complex. So you need to do your homework. It is not on a whim to just go with your big dog. You really need to plan this out. And a lot of times, if you have the opportunity to drive, even if it's like, 6,000 miles, honestly, it'll be a lot cheaper and probably a lot less hassle. It will be more hassle-free for you to do that. So these are just some options you need to consider when traveling with a big dog. And if you guys have any more questions, I am happy to help, because we are going through the process right now. You can find a lot of information on travelexperta.com, travelexpertwithana.com. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave me a review and share it with your friends. And remember to make every day an adventure.